What up, K-State Nation? Eddie Greer, host of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of Kansas State University, coming to you on this late Friday afternoon slash early evening on this sort of live edition, since I did not record this morning trying to get things done. Well, some of those things did not get done, but we'll have to deal with all those later on this Friday, July 11th, 2025. Thank you for tuning in to this episode. This is your first time, very, very first time listening to this podcast, all things K-State sports, not just full-on men's basketball. Well, football's around the corner. I can sense it, smell it, excitement around the corner about this football team, Chris Klieman, Avery Johnson and company. Obviously, there's other excitement going on, or about to commence, I should say, with, again, Colin Corbin. The new era of women's soccer, not too far away as well. Jason Mansfield, the return of women's volleyball, cross country, men's and women's basketball, going to be later on in the fall. Men's and women's golf, obviously, men's golf coming off a good season, but women coming off a historic season as well. And so, all of that, as we'll try to cover everything sports, well, obviously, all things K-State sports. Football, right? Getting that much closer. It's the weekend, folks, so, hey, we made it somehow to the weekend, officially. The Pearl Project Podcast, you're going to be hearing content again through the weekend. Again, July is prime time episodes of the Pearl Project Podcast, unless something else comes up. Well, you did get two episodes yesterday, because they kept putting off the alumni basketball episode, so that is finally up there, so you had two episodes yesterday as well. So, every day, prime time edition, including this weekend. And it will go into, obviously, on Monday as well. The EGV podcast, it looks like it's going to be a, looking at my training, the rest of the easy week on the old calendar. Hey, nothing, really was, I might as well just take day off. So it's going to be, well, at least for that particular podcast, double header day, because I couldn't get around to it. There, I got so much going on. Need to take care of, like I said, I usually record in the morning. Well, I would say sometimes I record it. Majority of the time I record in the evening when it's a bonus episode, where I'm talking about. But yeah, so wasn't able to record this morning, so that's why I recorded right now. And this is going first thing tonight, obviously. So, but football, before we get sidetracked. So yes, my other podcast, the EGD podcast. Looks like it's going to be a Sunday morning recording. Double dip there as well before some easy activity there. That's what I'm going into the weekend. But yes, Big 12 Media Days is through the finish line, obviously. K-State and, oh yeah, by the way, how about this, folks? Fresh content on Podbean right now. Greer 3 Ace Podcast. See, that's one of the things we got done. What seemed to be a whole list of things to do there. So two episodes right now on the Podbean app. My 7 Ounce 8 recorded last night. We'll be back at it again on Monday. We're gonna try to keep this on schedule here. We'll be back on Monday recording yet again. So go check it out on the Podbean app. Greer 3 Ace Podcast. Again, that's Greer 3 Ace Podcast. G-R-I-E-R number 3 E-D-I-D apostrophe S podcast. You want more bonus coverage? Well, you should want more bonus coverage. Bonus coverage of Cats, because we are itching ever so closer to K-State football season. And great discussion last night on the Podbean app. So definitely go check those out. And one of those things that I'm going to talk about just only for a few minutes. Not going to spoil the whole conversation because I want y'all to go over there, subscribe, like on the Podbean app. G-R-I-E-R number 3 E-D-I-E apostrophe S podcast. Woo! Mouthful right there. But yeah, man, one of those things I talked about is what Alex talked about last night was the parody, and I heard it again in the KSO show, recent episode there. Look, K-State, again, this is the second year in a row. The window is, and I can nitpick and put out a lot of content just from last night, what we talked about. There's so many good points there. Alex talked about the league and the window being open for Kansas State. You're only going to get two more years of Avery Johnson. assuming as much as Amy Johnson has type of love K-State, I'm gonna assume that. But hey, you never know in this day and age. But with Amy Johnson's love for K-State, two more years, the windows open that class. Edwards, Chase Brown, Ryan Davis's name has been plotted out the last several days. Chibi Oziizer, and along with more people in that mix as well. I don't know what this person is doing over here, but that's getting a little annoying. But but anyways, there it is, the ADD Amy right there. That's been going on for like last two three minutes. I don't know. I don't understand what these people here are doing. I'm not gonna call them out. Not yet, anyways. But they need to figure out what the hell they're supposed to be doing. But anyways, what the hell K-State supposed to be doing is contending, getting themselves, finding a way to Arlington. Now I was gonna name out somebody else before I got lost in the activities of what these idiots are doing. Right outside the EG3 confines, right? So look, K-State last year disappointment, and if you've followed along throughout the summer, late spring, throughout the summer to this point, I have said last year disappointment. Yes, and we might be the only podcast that kind of bashing day four, but look. Look, take a step back. Not really a step back. Just kind of take a look atop the pit box. Yes, it's hard to win in college. Absolutely hard to win in college football. And the consistency to win at this level speaks high volumes of Chris Klieman and what he's done. He's done a phenomenal job. But there's just like I'm having this conversation with some of my friends right now about a potential shakeup, a potential race that went down last year that took part of the unexpectivity, right? And the potential of running it back. Ain't official yet. But leaving a little bit or more off the table, you have to know there's more. Chris Klieman, he admitted it, said, look, well, 8 wins, this team won 9 wins with the additional win of the Come Behind win at the Rate Bowl. This is the Pearl Project Podcast, All Things K-State Sports. Eddie Gritter III here on this Friday early evening here edition of July 11th, 2025. Thank you for joining us. But a lot more content to come this weekend. So stay tuned on that Saturday and Sunday. And if something extra pops up, I might just hop on and get it out to you in the afternoon. But yeah, man, there's a lot left to be desired. And you had a good roster last year, and it looks like, again, well, too deep anyways, the too deep seems to be even better than it was. So, again, K-State, you have to cash in, and it goes to saying, Arizona State, the favorites, the preseason favorites of the Big 12, Baylor, Utah, and I'm not leaving important Iowa State. Yeah, of course, the opening game, Iowa State, right, the parody of this league. You just don't know. They're looking for somebody or somebodies to take over this conference. There's obviously, you had Texas, Oklahoma every year take over, or at least in this instance here, Oklahoma, really. Texas, they faded. They faded the last several years there. But it was really Oklahoma year in, year out. Put a foot on everybody's throat. Exception of the K-State Wildcats for a couple of times, baby. They put the foot down consistently. Big 12. Will they be able to find out this year? I don't know. K-State's going to be right up there in that mix yet again. K-State's been a consistent for the last several years. It is time to put up or shut up. Even though, this K-State, they're not known for talking. But again, A lot of act hype, a lot of activity on around some players. But again, it goes to show Avery Judd's got bigger, stronger, faster, and whatnot. That's what I like to hear, baby. That's what I want to hear. But we don't know. We don't know until we hit the football field August 23rd. And yours truly might be out of town. So, again, I'm trying to finalize some things right now. And I know there's some activity here in it. At least one of my friends from one of the running groups had a big weekend planned on that particular weekend. So yeah, and it's all going to come down to what I decided to do and what I've been talking about. That one running event I'm talking about that I did last year could be penciled in. More on the ETT podcast coming up this weekend or going next week for more on that information. But I'm going to keep y'all in the dark because unless y'all want to know more information on that. But putting it back on the K-State focus this side, right? Take me out of the equation for the last couple minutes of this podcast. Right? The window is open. You don't know. You just don't know what's going to happen. Next 2 years, you have the pieces in place, changes were made, coaches are in position, it's all down to the players. And at the end of the day, all this talking, whatnot, again, we got to see on the field. You've heard me say it for the last month, maybe 2 months now, whether it's pertaining to men's basketball, even women's basketball, or the K-State football team, right? They're going to have to step up to the plate. In the liver. That's what it's gonna come down to, baby. That's what it's gonna come down to. So, parity. There's at least, yes, 5 or 6 teams that can step up to the plate and battle it out. And last year, BYU came out. I'll be honest with you. BYU came out of nowhere last year. I know they're gonna be that good. They have a whole different situation this year. Again, going back to that quarterback position. What you gonna do, BYU? Huh? What you gonna do? But K-State, particularly, you have the window is open for you guys to take it. Can y'all step up to the plate and do it, and not settle for 8 wins? That's gonna be the question mark. And yeah, it's gonna be expectations for this team. Because look, at what we have, you know what I'm saying? So. I know this. I'm not comparing this team to the 2011 team or 2012 team. We ain't playing no game yet. Or the Big 12 championship. We ain't playing no game yet. It's hard. I mean, yeah, that might be something to talk about, but we shouldn't be talking about that right now. We should be getting ready for Iowa State, man. Iowa State. I think we're the only podcast to eliminate this big game. Everybody's kind of selling back, saying, "Oh, you know," especially we lose the game. You're in the hole, playing catch up, and in this league, like I said last night, and this week on this podcast on the main feed, you don't know from week to week basis, especially the Big 12, you're gonna get upset in this league. Every year it does not come without fail. Every freaking year, something happens, strange happens, you get on a run. Team that you're not supposed to expect it, you get beat. It goes for SEC. I don't care if it's Big 12, SEC, ACC, Big 10, or Independent League. I don't give a you know what. You better be on top of your A game. And K-State, you have the leaders to do that. So, again, Paradise League, again. Can K-State step up to play and be one of those two teams that steps up to the plate and say, hey, look, no, enough's enough. We'll come out here and win games. And that was a good point brought up in one of the podcasts saying, K-State, for the exception of BYU last year, K-State, it's a rarity they don't get blown out. It's K-State blowing out the other team, and especially at Bill Snyder Family Stadium, where K-State obviously is very tough, one of the hardest places to play. In all the Big 12, Bill Snyder Family Stadium. Shout out K-State Nation. Again, I'm throwing in that mix too. I've spent in my share of games and potentially at least one this year. Right? Or hopefully when these other changes are official, going to go back in over there because I'm not going to take a chance. I believe that content off podcast, but you know what I'm saying. So, yeah, man, Paradise League is, and obviously leading the way in that. Now I've read the commissioner's name. The new commissioner, right? Leading the charge, right? So, but yeah, man, again, we're still Approaching a month and a half left. Players report to fall camp. VJ Payne said it in 2 weeks. So, man, we're not going to know for sure until we see this team in action in Dublin, Ireland against Iowa State Farmington Edition coming up in late August, August 23rd on ESPN. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it where a podcast found Freedom Bubble Daily. We have a chance to record Kansas State content. We're already said all the details there. Again, you might want to get subscribed right now while everything is kind of calm right now. Because here, as it gets closer to August, things are going to pick up big time across K-State athletics, getting ready for the fall sports season. So definitely you want to turn here for the latest content of the Pro Project Podcast. Obviously, myself and Alex Aiden, Podbean app, Greer 3A's podcast over there. Go subscribe to that channel and listen to new, fresh content over there. And, of course, pass the word along to a fellow K-State fan or fans or a new freshman to K-State about this podcast. This will wrap things up for right now on this edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Alex Aiden sitting in California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another episode of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports.